Syria protests getting bigger. This is BreakingNewsEnglish.com. Tens of thousands of pro-democracy protesters demonstrated in the Syrian capital Damascus and other cities on Friday. There were many clashes with security forces who used tear gas and batons to disperse the crowds. The demonstrators called for reforms and greater freedom, including the end of the five-decade-old emergency law, which bans public gatherings of more than five people. Some demanded the overthrow of President Bashar al-Assad. Friday's unrest is the biggest since people first took to the streets in the southern city of Daraa on the 15th of March. Unlike in earlier protests, Syria's security forces did not use lethal force. They fired their guns into the air instead of on crowds. U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called on President Assad to stop using excessive force against protesters, saying, "We call on the Syrian authorities once again to refrain from any further violence against their people. The Syrian government has not addressed the legitimate demands of the Syrian people. It is time for the Syrian government to stop repressing their citizens and start responding to their aspirations." Mr. Assad has promised some concessions and formed a new government on Thursday. He also announced an amnesty for many protesters detained in the past month. The Syrian leader blames the recent violence on armed gangs and has vowed to clamp down on any further unrest.